Yeah, New Zealand's amazing. I love New Zealand. But it takes 24 hours, as you know, to get there from here. And that's a day of your life gone, just gone. It's insane. And the jet lag is monumental. So I landed in Auckland, New Zealand. And I thought, I've got to get onto the time zone as quickly as possible. So I pulled out the bezel of my watch. And I said to the stewardess, excuse me, what's the time difference here? I just want to get onto the new time difference time zone. What's the time difference here? She went, it's 12 years ahead, the time difference in New Zealand. It's 12 years ahead. We're 12 hours ahead of New Zealand. So I started to wind my watch. 12 hours. And I noticed my peripheral vision. She was looking at me like I was an idiot. I thought, what's her problem? She needs to jog on. I got about 8 hours in and I realised, oh, right, I'm going to land in exactly the same place that I started. So rather than look a fool, I wound it back. Thank you. I'll be fine from here. Thank you for your help. But they do, they talk like that in New Zealand. They see the talk right on the front of their mouth like that. Yeah, it's quite fast, it's quite pacey. And basically they just change the vowels. They have a strange relationship with vowels. They get to a vowel and they just pick another one and go with that one instead. It's because Australia is a little bit different. It's much slower in Australia. They take their time. In fact, they love the vowels. When they see a vowel, they're just like, we're going to stay there. I see no reason to rush this sentence, mate. We're going to stay in the veil. But New Zealand, it's all about changing the veil. And I had a bit of an incident on account of this vowel-changing situation, and I'm going to be honest and upfront, it was quite rude. But it's funny. When I was checking into the hotel in Auckland, she wanted to tell me, the receptionist, about this new swimming pool that they built on the sixth floor. And surrounding the pool was a deck, with an E. And it was known as the deck. And in the lift, it went, the deck. I was checking in and she said, so while you're staying here, Mr. McIntyre, are you going to spend some time sitting on the deck? That is an astonishing assumption to make of me. She said, there's a lovely big dick on the sixth floor. There's a lovely big dick on the sixth floor? What kind of a place is this? She said, the dick is just for hanging out. No, it isn't. Careful, it can get a little bit slippery up there. It's hardwood. Oh, please, okay. And then I went to Australia while I was there. Obviously, nipped over to Australia. It's beautiful. I love Australia. I love Australians. They're really nice people. We've got some Australians over here. Welcome. I love them. I love them. Really, really full on, really happy. They love when you come over. They're just so grateful. Fucking hell, you came all the way. You're just brilliant. And it's like a holiday destination. It's beautiful. The beaches are beautiful. The landscape's magnificent. The only problem, with all due respect, is the sharks have decided that's where they should be. And they circle Australia, waiting for Australians to get into the water. And guess what? Australians keep getting into the water. I went to the beach with some Australians. They're like, you're going to come in for a swim, Mickey? You're going to come and relax, cool off, come for a swim? It's lovely in the water today. No, I don't think so. I'll be fine. Why not? Why not? Because there are sharks in there. Yeah, not always. The fact that there's ever been one is enough for me. Ah, come on, Mickey. You've got to live your life. Yes, until it ends. Maybe today. With a shark attack, you see? He said, you've got more chance of being hit by a car. Not when I'm fucking swimming, I don't. I'll be staying in my room. I'll be right here. Because you run into different breeds of dogs. Because you take the dog, dog owners know this, you take them to the park and they want to sniff around and stuff and they want to meet other dogs and they see them. It's amazing when they spot each other. And basically, what they want to do, well, what my dog wants to do is have a little, very brief encounter with the other dog, which involves smelling each other's balls and then carrying on. It's a very odd. He goes up to the other dog, excuse me, mate, is all right if I smell your balls? And then the other dog goes, yeah, whatever. And then they smell it. And then he smells, have a go on mine. And then they go, thanks for that. And then they just carry on. And they just spot each other from miles. And then the other dog looks at him, so. And then sometimes dogs are mean. They don't want to smell because he's a little puppy. Like some German shepherd will sort of be coming along like this. I'm the German shepherd. I'm the German shepherd.
And then my dog goes over, excuse me, mate, it's all right if I have a quick sniff on the balls? Absolutely not, you silly little puppy. Look at the size of you. You couldn't even get up to my magnificent balls if you tried. Do you think I'm going to stoop to your mini balls? Disgusting! Stay away from my balls. Get our French poodle, come along. And a French boudin. My dog comes over, excuse me, mate, I was wondering if I could get a... I just got quite badly treated by a German shepherd. I was wondering if I could get a quick sniff on your balls. Listen, before Brexit, it would have been fine, but I'm not happy. I don't think you made the right decision. No, you haven't made the right decision. You know? Maybe before, but now I don't like it. The way you vote is very rude to the French people. You're not part of this anymore. You know, you want free movement of people, but you don't get free movement of your nose to my balls. Not anymore. Get away from the balls. Afghan hound coming over. Please don't touch my balls. In normal circumstances, I would, but things very difficult in my country. I have to go home. Very many unrest in my region. I must go watch CNN. Please, balls are not available right now. But every once in a while, you get lovely dogs, like a little Scottish terrier comes along. Ooh, hello! Ah, fucking feast on those paws! Get your face again! Go on! I'm in no rush whatsoever! I'll have a go on yours in a minute. Just enjoy! Get right the fucking there, paw! And think back now. Now that the internet is so much a part of our lives, think back to our first password, because our minds, our brains are so filled with passwords. It's such a struggle for us to remember all the passwords. We go to businesses online and you go, I can't remember my password. And you push it, sometimes they lock you out and they go, no, you've got one more try to remember your own password, you fucking idiot. Or you click, I forgot it, and they ask you questions about your life, and you don't even remember the answers. They're about your own life. What is your favourite pet? Oh, no, I can't believe I chose one. The dog walks in. If it isn't me, I'm leaving. I'm literally walking out the door. Oh, the passwords. And at the beginning, we all had one password. It was our first password we can nostalgically remember. And we used it for everything, every time we joined another business. Can I have your password? Yes, you can. That is my special word. And then companies started getting quite rude. You would put your password in and it would go, weak, who are you to judge my special word? And they're like, I'm sorry, but the internet has become very popular. We need to strengthen your password. And businesses would insist, we must have from you a capital letter. I'm sorry, we will not be accepting passwords anymore unless it contains at least one capital letter. And we all momentarily considered our options before deciding to capitalize the first letter of our password. And for a period of time, that was fine. But the internet became even more popular. And then businesses started saying, I'm afraid you cannot join unless you have at least one capital letter and at least one number. Again, less than half a microsecond's consideration before we collectively decided you shall be getting the number one. And that will be at the end of my now capitalized password. And for a period of time, this was acceptable until a whole new, unexpected, and exciting dawn emerged. A world of special characters. We didn't even know what they were. And businesses would say, we need a capital letter. We need a number, but we will also require a special character. And we clicked on the button, please, can I have some examples of these special characters which you now insist upon? And we perused them. There they are. I had no idea these characters were so special until all of our eyes stopped upon the exclamation mark. You're coming with me. Which we then put at the end of our now capitalized password, just after the one. And it's at this moment that everybody at the London Palladium is thinking, I should probably change my password. I'm probably going to do that tomorrow. Do that now. We need to think of another special word. Got to get that changed.